Raphael brings the energy of the emerald green, healing energy. It's also heart chakra energy. And so tonight I'm going to put you through a little meditation, and so you can link with the angels and feeling that energy of the angels as everyone's linked. And then once everybody's linked, I'll start bringing through messages, and there'll be times that you can ask questions. And there's also Archangel, I received the message that Archangel Raphael actually has three individuals that's healing their body that he wants to assist if they're ready and willing. So that's the first thing we're going to do. So I would suggest, you know, if you get kind of comfortable and just kind of sit straight and kind of reach up to the heavens above, to the angels. Take a deep breath in and exhale. Really feeling comfortable in your body. Just joyful that the angels are with us tonight. Take another deep breath in and exhale. Feeling your body relax. Tension of the day leaving. Tension of driving. Just of the day. Just feeling really relaxed in your body. Joyful. One more deep breath in through the nose. And exhale. I'm going to just give a moment or two of silence and just feeling the energy around us as you just relax. There you go. Very nice, relaxed energy. And now as you link with the angels, you may know they're with you, feel them with you, you may see them with your inner eyes, depending on which clair that you have open. If you have an angel that's always with you, ask that angel to bring you the messages most needed. Or you could just ask the archangels that any message that's most needed in your highest good, that you're able to receive that easily and effortlessly. Also tonight, the angels are saying that every single being not only has archangels with them, but they have one personal angel that is with them all the time. And tonight you may know that angel's name, and if not, you may ask for that angel's name in the highest good of yourself. Deep breath in, exhale. And you can open your eyes. So a little bit about the angels, and so it's like I came running in, and again, I just apologize for that. But the angels, to me, I practice many methods of healing, and angels are one of the methods. They're the one that I remember back, and how I remember the place for those that haven't been here before is I was about 18 months old, and I remember because I could describe the whole inside the house, and we moved when I was 18 months old. So it was very a present that I remember the angels very vividly, and I have never not seen them around people. And being raised Native, but yet also in a Catholic setting, it was a little bit difficult. But now that it's 2012, it's so awesome that everyone can just live and be their authentic self, and that's what the angels want. And angels, you know, regardless of your religion or beliefs, 74% of the world believe in angels. So it's one of the really safe places to go with healing. But the powerful, they're so powerful. And angels give you what is called free will. So free will is they will not intervene on your behalf unless unless it's a life-threatening situation. Or else for any situation that is just a daily stress, obstacles, they will just hang out around you unless you ask for help. So that's why they practice free will, is free will to allow you to continue your journey and wait for you to ask for assistance. And many times it's just that easy. That is just asking. We just forget. We try to do it all on our, you know, with our own self. We try to be that strong person, and sometimes we need to just hand over our cares, our worries, or problems with family or health issues, and just know that the angels are there to help. And I recently just had a grand nephew be born, and he had many obstacles, and he was rushed off into San Francisco, and they're just feeding so much fear into this baby is going to be there for about 6 to 8 weeks in San Francisco. And this was my niece's first baby, so she was terrified. And I'm like, you know, we can ask the angels to help. So we all got together, and in Kaiser and Santa Rosa, there's many nurses that also come to balance out their book healing along with spiritual healing. So it's really nice to be able to marry the two of those. And so we just were sending the baby angels to be by the side, and the baby was not even there 5 days and got transferred back to Santa Rosa, and they were just like, we've never seen this. And so I was really pleased, because I felt that baby was covered with just so many angelic help. And so that's what we do. So if you have a care, if you have a sick loved one, and it starts feeling heavy on your shoulders, link with the angels, ask the angels. And if you don't know all the angels' names, it doesn't make any difference. If you just say the angel of healing, you know, the angels of worry, the angel of stress, the angel of depression, they'll be there by your side. And I've always lived my life with the angels, and they are just spectacular. And I just almost wanted to stop on the side of the road and to look at those, because they were just wispy, huge wings. And in my meditation today, around 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I just asked, angels, just already go there, be present for us, and bring those that need to come in and hear a message from the angels. And I was so pleased to see that. It was my validation that here we are. And to be in this special place of many rivers, where I feel like it's family here, and I just enjoy being here. So I wanted to give you a little bit of information, just in case of those that may not know about free will with the angels. So what I'm going to do is, so I have been practicing healing with the angels for quite some time, and it's been about 8 years ago. I actually went with Doreen Virtue and spent a week with her, and got certified to give classes on any one of her books or any of the oracle cards. And she's one awesome lady. If anybody ever gets the opportunity to meet Doreen Virtue, she's humble, and she's just so angelic. So with that, I wanted to start out with one message that is going to be for everybody present here. So I'm going to have you choose a card, and it's going to be for everyone present. Well, we got the card of Archangel Ariel, and Ariel brings prosperity. And the card of prosperity with Archangel Ariel, when I received this card, and I truly believe that as of last December, I truly, with the energy, I don't believe there's this big economy crisis where what happened was individuals just tightened up their pockets for a while, but as of last Christmas, people started opening them. As of this Christmas, you'll see a lot of people spending. It's fear. It's fear, it's fear, it's fear. 2 years ago, after a long journey of holding a job and then healing, I allowed myself to just let go of my job. My kids were raised. I figured, what should I do? Should I just keep saying what if, or should I let it go? And I did. I had a job that I was making pretty good money, and had the faith and asked the angels to be there with me. And over 2 years now, and I don't regret one day. I feel that being present and giving messages from the angels is just heartfelt. It fills me with joy and happiness. And when you're living your life in passion and you're doing what you are is in aligned to your life purpose, then the universe just takes care of everything else. And I truly believe we're walking towards 2013 as many, many said was an ending. And it's true. I do believe it's an ending. It's an ending of what no longer serves us. It's an ending of people judging people so harshly. It's an ending of us judging ourselves. It's an ending of just looking at everything in a negative way. It's the ending of anything that in our highest good needs to leave us. It's an ending of. And 2013 is bringing the opportunity of just living your life with passion and really linking. And I truly hear the messages over and over that the ones that you may see in a little trouble may be those that are not linked. And it doesn't have to be my way, your way, your way. It could be any link, be it religious, be it spiritual, culture. It's you have to have that link and grounded to something way higher than yourself. And you'll just see yourself being uplifted. But those that may be in trouble and have more difficulties are those that still are just not rooted in. So this is a wonderful message for everybody, and just breathe that in and exhale. And know that when you get the card of prosperity, you're giving gratitude to not only currency, but full well-being, having a healthy life, healthy family. All of that is your prosperity. Archangel Ariel. So, I don't know your name.
Lori.
The angels are being really noisy around you.
Go figure.
It's Archangel Jeremiah, and Archangel Jeremiah comes with a lesson when you have life review. What this message is telling you is right now, it's time for you to review everything around you. So you go back and take review, see what worked, see what didn't, and then gently allow the death of what no longer serves you to just let go. And that's what they're saying, because you have so much bright light in front of you, and you have so much coming towards you. The light is just coming towards you. Don't fear. Because you've keep fear on yourself before, and you doubt yourself. Mm-hmm. So don't doubt yourself.
Thank you.
You get good messages.
Thank you.
Okay, would someone like a message? Yes. Can I get your name, please?
Sergio.
Hi, Sergio. No,
any question, or?
You can ask a question, and
or just you can pick a card. That's fine.
Whatever you choose.
Card, so.
You want me to just pick a card for you, Sergio?
No,
okay.
Thank
I just want to say you have Archangel Raziel right behind you. Archangel Raziel is I see Archangel Raziel in rainbow colors, but they're a little more pastel-y around you, pastel colors around you, and that gives you more wizard energy. Do you understand that? Okay. So Haniel comes, and when Haniel comes, and you know, I've had many males say, well, why would Haniel come? She's the angel of feminine. But every man, every woman has a male side. Every man has a female side. And this is this when Haniel comes to you as a male in front of me, what Haniel is saying is keep your soft side out. It's okay to be soft. It's okay to open up that heart chakra and be loving and caring to yourself. And gentleness. I'm getting gentleness. Also what Archangel Raziel is telling me is that you contracted for a very long life.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't always feel that way, but yeah.
Way past 100? So take really good care of yourself because you have lots to do yet. And are you taking some classes at this time?
I just had a class on blood sugars and disorder at the Herb School, but I also am a long life learner of Ayurveda, so I'm studying with Deanna for 14 years already. So
that's wonderful. Keep going. You have a lot to teach the world.
Thank you.
Namaskar.
Okay.
Someone else with a message? Yes.
Just choose the card, please.
Okay, I will choose a card. Again, life review, and we may see this card coming up many times. And for you, my dear, I'm hearing the message really strongly that are you contemplating doing a leap of faith, doing something different?
I have it in my heart, but it's...
You need to bring it to the surface because this is, by February 2012, they're saying you need to just be planted with that energy. Planted with that energy. You have so much to do. You have so much to do, and you have so much joy to bring people. And forgiveness. You've been down a road of forgiveness. And as you walk forward, as you walk your journey ahead now, allow what no longer serves you, again with life review, to let go. So really do a good meditation going back to your birth to now and asking for any other messages. That also could be when you get life review card, it can also go back to another lifetime. So you, as you're moving forward, you don't carry any of those obstacles. I'm hearing the angel that wants to come through for you. P-I-A-J-A is her name. P-I-A-J-A. It's a personal angel for you. Has some really beautiful, like Lakshmi from India, red. And that red is for passion. She's come forth right now to bring you passion for the next chapter of your life. Is passion, okay? And you have a message.
Could you just choose the card?
So I have two cards for you that came. So the first one is hello from heaven. Do you have a loss from somebody that? Really surrounding you with a lot of love and saying I'm so happy and joyful and celebrate with me is, and it's such a beautiful card, and I actually want you to see the beauty in this card. And just kind of breathe that in, that energy of all those beautiful colors.
That's really appropriate for the moment.
Okay, good. And it's always, when they choose you, it is always that, but they just kind of want me to just stay here and just say, just remember the joy. Remember the joy. And it's loss is difficult. I lost. She came with me many years here to Many River of just doing retreats together, but I just lost her in November. She's my forever friend, and it just sucks not having them in physical form, you know? And then as today I was talking to her, and our favorite was the angels, and she said, I just told her, I said, just be with me. And when, and she painted angels. So when I seen those angels in the sky, I told my daughter Anne, I said, that's her. She's right here with us. So we have to remember how close they really are to us. And it's just the physical thing, you know, but it's there. Watch. You walk by two feathers, but they're going to say, she's, feathers.
Yeah, you get feathers all the time.
Yes, that's where they're coming from. Okay. From heaven. Okay. And then the next card I got was divine order. And the loss that you experienced was a contracted loss, and everything is in divine order. It seems difficult for us here, you here, but it was in divine order. Next message?
Yeah.
Just pick a card.
Pick a card, for sure. Just pick a card.
Mm-hmm. Crystal clear intentions. Beautiful green, and beautiful green pieces just pops. Archangel Michael, and Archangel Michael also came. And I just feel that you're the one that needs the message from Archangel Michael. And because I was saying Archangel Raphael and the archangels, but Michael just wanted to come. Archangel Michael is talking about you, that you carry much faith. You have a lot of faith. And that's your gift to the world, that you can share with others on how that if you keep that faith within your heart, so many things are possible, and how you can overcome many obstacles with that faith, knowing how well you've been protected your whole life, regardless of any obstacle that may have been put in front of you. It was never a big obstacle that couldn't be moved with your faith. It's coming from your heart. It's a deep base. I'm seeing Bibles around you. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense.
Okay. So that's how deep it goes, and they just said that you have so much knowledge to share. And you should maybe find, I'm seeing smaller children. What I mean by smaller children around, they're showing me children like 12 years and over, but they could really use some of that faith in some places. And children really see your heart chakra. And have you worked with children?
No, I have not.
Might be something that you might want to open up for 2013 is to go places where you could work with children. I'm seeing like volunteering some time with children, and just your presence. Your presence. It doesn't mean you have to teach them the Bible. It just means that you have that aura around you, and it just being in your presence is very healing for children. I just mean there. You're welcome. And there was here, yes. Pick a card. Who's gonna ask a brave question? I'm going to have you pick the card.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that.
Yeah,
I
did. I'll pick the card. Okay. Overcoming difficulties. You know, when Archangel Jeremiah, being present again, wants you just to know that you've had some harsh times, but that's behind you. And that's the reason that you have the two cards, is not only to know that it's behind you, but then there's relationship harmony here. And when I get relationship harmony with this card for you, it's Archangel Raguel. There's some forgiveness that needs to take place with two people in your life. And now's a good time to know that you've overcome these obstacles, and the forgiveness of this and allowing harmony. It doesn't mean that by forgiving somebody, you're saying that it was right, they were right. It's not that it's a gift to yourself to let it go so the harmony could just fully be. Because I feel a little tightness in your heart, and I feel trust. Trust. That's what you're working on. And you have Kuan Yin right behind you. And Kuan Yin is the angel of compassion. And she says you give a lot of compassion to others, but it's that you're very sensitive. So if you have anything that feels like hurt in your heart, it weighs double. So breathe. And do you meditate?
Yeah, not regularly.
So Kuan Yin is just saying that you should meditate a little more.
Okay,
anybody else? Yes.
For me, it's for my son, but also my role in that relationship.
It's about your son?
Yeah.
Is he over 18?
Yes.
He's asking the angels for permission because he's an adult. Archangel Michael says yes. And he's got that blue energy that just came towards me, just like the really light. And usually I see Archangel Michael with darker blue, but it's lighter blue for you. Okay, I want to ask the question.
Oh, well, his struggles, you know, what's my role, and, you know, how can I support him in his struggles?
I would need, they're just asking for me for clarification of what you call struggles. You don't have to get completely detailed, but...
I'm not sure if it's, mental illness or if it's... You know, drug and alcohol kind of thing, but
okay, health,
hard getting
health
going.
Okay, this is a question for Archangel Raphael. So I'm going to switch cards. Michael's behind you, Archangel Raphael. They're very much present together. And would you mind giving me your son's first name?
Tucker.
Do you know that he's an indigo child?
Yes.
And he has fairy energy. And an indigo child with fairy energy, it's really hard for them to follow rules. It's difficult. I mean, you're just trying to fit a square peg in a round circle. And what I'm hearing before I even allow you to pick a card is acceptance. He's always going to have that tendency, but he's also trying to fit in this world. He feels like, can I get a birthday on him, or a month and a day?
6/2/89.
Okay, and then also, so he's indigo, he has fairy energy, and he's a Gemini. So, you know,
he's
probably...
True.
No. That not in the least bit, but it, like, I'm Pisces, so Pisces comes with many challenges in this lifetime, and it's, you know, and but once you understand yourself, and then it's all the beauty of the world. Gemini has a flip side personality, so he has those two sides of him that she struggles with, and then he has the fairy energy with the rules, and then he also the indigo child. Have you had him read books on indigo? Does he understand all of this about himself?
No.
Does he like music?
Yeah.
Does he like calming music?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe more, yeah. I think he does, and then he doesn't, you know. So,
He's just wanting to feel accepted by people, and he feels that he's really never, he always feels, did he tend to get, like, just not follow the rules in school?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's really difficult. And so, you know, what we know now with those kind of children is their gifts, but if you try to force them into a box, you're going to lose them. So what you have to do is you have to understand them, you have to have them make sure they have knowledge about why they feel this way. And how old is he right now?
23.
Okay, 29 is going to be a significant year for him. He's still really in an early path of finding himself. And I do see some toxins around him.
Looks like smoking
yeah.
Something.
Well, cigarettes. He's clean and sober, but still it's early, so.
Yeah.
Alternative medicine. So, and what I'm seeing that Reiki would be really good. It really balanced him a little bit. And just talking to somebody that really understands him and that's open. Flute music to indigo children calms their spirit. Mm-hmm. So Reiki, have him read about it and see how open he is with Reiki.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Who else has a message? Yes.
For my friend who's prematurely demented, even though he's lived a very healthful lifestyle. He's quite distraught.
Okay. Divine intervention. They're showing me, does he live anywhere by mountains? Hills. Mountains are calling him. Big trees, big oak trees, redwood trees. Getting his feet on the earth, on Earth Mother. By the trees. There'll be some divine healing there for him, if you're able to do that, or see if someone can take him there. So there's a healing there. I see green man, and that's being out in nature and breathing that in.
He was very interested in hiking.
Yeah.
When he could get around better. So, like, is Mount Tamil pious? Is that enough of a mountain?
Yes, that's
that sure looks like a good mountain.
Yes. 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 I you'll see that joy. Yes, because I see Green Man all the way around. And it's just in his heart. But he's pretty happy inside. Is that he's at peace on a spiritual level. He's so bad.
That's shocking because he talks about suicide all the time.
That's when he's in his physical, but when he leaves, because he leaves a lot, he leaves his body a lot, and he's really at peace when he leaves his body, and I can understand why he talks about suicide, because he's feeling the other side so much that it's hard to keep coming in his body, but he still has a few things to do here, and I'm hearing family. Do you know that he has, I see a female hurt in his heart. You should talk about that to him.
Okay.
He's holding on to something, and it really helped him with the divine intervention to be able to release.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anybody else?
Yes.
I'd like the angels to hear from them about how my healing process is going.
Okay. You know, and I would think that would be Archangel Raphael.
It's more of an emotional healing process.
But Archangel Michael
has a message for you.
Have you had a dream about water?
Not that I remember. I've been hanging out near water.
It's going to be coming to you because you've had dreams. The dreams keep showing you clear water. And it's going by fast. And the dream that I see, you feel a little bit afraid, but it's not. It's saying that it's a fast healing going by you. Take your time. So what Archangel Michael is telling you is don't try to force it. Don't try to put a time to it. Acceptance. Grieving and releasing. And remember your joy. But Archangel Michael wants you to pick a card as well. So using your imagination and see the answer, when Archangel Michael brings this message to you, he's showing me, have you ever done vacuuming with Archangel Michael?
No.
I mean, not actually like vacuuming the house, but hey, you might try that. What it is you go into...
I could use some help vacuuming.
Yeah, Archangel Michael's doing it. It's a spiritual vacuum. So what you do is you quiet your mind and go into a place and link with Archangel Michael and tell him to be very present with you. And then... you can, like his sword turns into many things, and that's really white light, and it'll come to the top of your crown chakra, and then you can ask him very gently to turn on the spiritual vacuum, and it just starts going slowly and kind of releasing. And as you're doing that meditation, I know many start coughing as the releasing, and just say that's okay. As you're releasing it, it can come out of your throat chakra, or it can come out of your crown chakra. I'll send you something on there. I will. Yeah, a whole vacuuming. I channeled it down and wrote it out, and so I'm gonna send that to you. Okay,
cool.
That'll do you a lot of good. I'm hearing November. There's something significant in November.
Cool.
Another shift. Yes.
I have two topics. I don't know if I'll call them questions. Things that I'm working on. One,
okay.
And would like some advice about. One is healing, physical healing, my own, and the other is forgiveness.
Okay.
trying to learn how to do that, to what seems like great hurts in the past, and I just wondered what kind of advice you might get from the Archangel.
May I come up and put a healing in your crown chakra? Because
you
have,
certainly may.
Thank you. Your heart chakra right now is like at a 3, and you want to breathe some of that out so it at least opens to 5 or 6 right now. And so I'm doing that. Feeling like knots in your stomach area, like a lot of that comes from forgiveness. So I'm going to ask Archangel Raphael for the healing for your heart. Call upon Archangel Raphael for this help. So how I walked you through that prayer process, so when you get home, and if you do this 3 times a day, it's like this medicine from Archangel Raphael. And what you do is it'd be good if you had a spot that there was something really green, like green grass or a green plant, something that you could just visualize, focus on it, and then breathe it in. Fill your lungs and 3 times a day. This unforgiveness goes back quite a bit. Do you meditate?
Yes.
Are you able to completely quiet? And I'm hearing Archangel Haniel would like to help you. Ask Archangel Haniel. We're going to go to the Archangels. You better and stronger. Just what I told you. The breathing. So what I'm getting is that you shallow breathe a lot. Just kind of where you're just existing but not living. So a lot of messages for you. Archangel Raphael would like to assist you. Archangel Haniel would like to assist you. And release any unworthiness, because you are worthy of receiving everything. And that's joy as well. Joy. And again, there's November. There's a lot of significant changes in this room that's going to happen in November.
but November holds a big healing. Are you planning a trip to go somewhere?
Possibly.
I'm seeing that you should really check into that. Is it by water?
Probably not. My daughter recently moved to North Carolina and wants me to come visit, and I'm contemplating when I might be able to do that. It's a little complicated.
I'm seeing ocean water. Have you ever done healing with Grandmother Ocean?
No, but I was with. I listened to you the first time you were here. We
I remember
you. What you did. Yeah.
That would be really significant for you. You might want, if you can, you could have my daughter, Anna, if you choose, write your name down and maybe an email, and I can email some information, because it doesn't mean you have to go to my retreat. I can email you some healing methods to work with Grandmother Ocean, because that'd be really powerful for you. And it needs to be ocean water. Okay? Any other messages?
We'll just take, we have a message. This must need it right now.
Card breed still keeps coming up, like it's got your energy on it. I'm sorry, they're going back to her, and I have to look at these for you. Gentleness. Do you journal?
Are you talking to me?
No, it went back to you. The cards just flew out and went back to you.
Oh, went back to me.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry for not being more clear. Do you journal?
I have on occasion when I was in a crisis. And then when the crisis passes, I tend not to do so much of it.
I'm going to be really as gentle as I can about this for you, but yet I want you to hear it.
Okay.
Because the angels are saying it so loud that they come back to you. I don't want to use the word crisis, but it is a time in your life right now where it needs to be about you. And the unforgiveness, that healing that needs to take place, if you write it down, and that's kind of a Grandmother Ocean thing too, but writing it down and then going through the process of healing it. So a suggestion would be, that's very powerful to me, is you write it down on a nice piece of paper, make a time, write it down, fold it up, don't reread it, and calendar it for 30 days, and then read it out loud in 30 days. If you notice, you could have tears coming out, but if you notice yourself in that deep hurt of it yet, allow another 30 days. If you feel that you may feel emotional, but it's not like so deep, then what you do at that time is you get purified water in a clear bowl, glass bowl, and then you submerge the letter in there and bless it. Just put your hand over it and bless it. Cover it for 2 or 3 days. And then as it's starting to get murky in the water, then you go outside, you dig an Earth Mother and asking her to take this burden for you. And you cover it up in the earth, and then you find a beautiful plant and plant it on top. Mm-hmm. And it's a real transformation of a hurt. Okay, you're very welcome. Okay, now we go back to you.
Oh, no, I want you to get all the messages.
Comfort.
to that person. I hear the angels like, comfort and joy. Don't get me singing. You guys will not like it. Believe me. You'll leave quick. Archangel Azrael, I am with you at any time of need, helping you to heal. This is your little male loved one. And find the comfort that he's being comforted. Breathe that in. See that blue? It's all around you right now, that sky blue.
Yeah.
And just like her blue, right behind you, you have this blue going back and forth.
Blue connection.
Blue connection. Yes.
Thank you.
I think the two of you spiritually know each other too. Really linked. So yeah. Yes.
My mom. I don't know what to do.
Can I get mom's name?
Rosa.
I see these big crosses like she's...
Oh my God. Yes.
Does she have crosses in
all
her top
over.
Everywhere? I just see like crosses
that's
everywhere.
Exactly, yes. That's my mom. That's my mommy.
That's her. Okay. Now that we got the right mother, we'll...
Yep.
Yeah, crosses everywhere. Like those wooden crosses.
Yes, and rosaries. And
rosaries. The whole bit.
Feels a little familiar in my world. Some of my past, but I'm not.
That's going to you. Do you have some indigo in you?
I don't know.
May I ask your age?
I'll be 55 on Halloween.
You don't look.
Thank you.
Yes, it's indigo.
Is it?
Have you read anything about indigo?
No.
Doreen Virtue has an awesome book. I'm sure you can order it here. On indigo children, and when you read that, you'll this isn't about your mom, this is about you. And did you seem a little different from your other siblings?
Yeah, always.
Always, yeah.
Like, always.
By big, yeah.
I like, just out there.
And how did your mom handle that?
She let me be out there, but it clashed over it. I always came back.
Did you not like rules?
No, I didn't like rules. But I conformed.
Mm-hmm.
I did my best to conform.
Come into a box. There's so much that you need to do. You have a spiritual awakening happening, and you need to allow yourself. And it's beyond those wooden crosses. I just wanted to give that energy. Your mother loves you so much, and I think she's worried about you. She's worried about you, and you're bringing up her, but it's really about you. You give, and you have to balance your receiving with giving.
Okay.
And you're in a time that you just need some love and a hug
I'll start with the hug, okay. You have a lot of love to give, and
you should start with the indigo book.
Okay.
And it's going to really allow you to open up and understand yourself.
Okay.
You're very welcome. That's good. Mm.
Purple sisters.
I would like to ask the Archangel Gabriel
okay.
for a message.
Okay.
about my grandson and his mother. He's 5 years old, almost 5 years old. His name is Joel Gabriel. Mm-hmm. And his mother has been ill since pretty much he was born. And it's been very hard to diagnose what's wrong.
This is not even about this lifetime.
I don't think it
No, she's not. She needs to know that it's okay. When she gave birth to this child in the other lifetime, she passed. So she's feeling that energy, and she needs to either have a life regression, and so she could release it, or some people, if you just tell them about it, they can release it depending on what her belief system is to it. But it has nothing to do with it. Her body is and well-being. She's remembering passing from after giving birth.
She lost a baby a year before he was conceived.
Yeah, but it's that same baby. They're not two separate babies. Okay. That because a baby you can miscarry and if it chooses they'll just come in the next pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And so
but I think something really got wounded in her.
That's what she needs to know, and once she gets that down, that she really didn't. I mean, she went through the process, lost that pregnancy, but didn't lose that baby. She has that baby with her, because she's feeling that there's, why is it, she's afraid to even love this baby, open up her heart to the baby, because she feels like there's a loss, but there's not.
The one she lost was a girl. And this is a
It's okay.
Yeah.
We do that sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you'll see this little boy as he grows older, he'll have a great balance of feminine side, which is awesome. Yes.
He's awesome.
Yeah, I bet he is. Grandchildren are. I have 13 of them.
Would you like a message? You're just sitting here so patiently on the floor.
Okay, this is my
timing. I was late too. Does that make you feel better?
Yeah.
Hello from heaven.
Oh, somebody else. I'm seeing a lady with white hair with a bun. Do you know who that is? She's showing an apron. She's showing cooking. Like a grandmother figure, but not your grandmother.
Not in this lifetime? Different lifetime?
This lifetime. Aunt? Great aunt? She's showing me standing side by side with you. So when they stand side by side, it means related to you.
I had only my grandma Grace in this lifetime.
She didn't have that. Do you know about her mother?
Mm-mm.
But they're saying no. They said it's not her mother. It's like a great, great aunt.
I felt her, but I didn't see her. But I felt her when we took her.
There's a message behind that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a message of trust.
Yeah, I get it.
You get it?
Because I get really lonely having indigo, and I'm older, and there's not many people like me. And I get, unless I'm around a bunch of kids, I get really lonely, but the angels are always around me. You know, you told me I have Raphael and Zekia with me all the
mm-hmm.
time, and I need to believe in that. And I, my child, literal, very physical self, remembers this person in a white bun, but yet that's not a relative I physically had.
Okay.
But someone was with me, so that makes me trust her.
H, a strong H. It's an older name. It's like Hazel, something like that is the name that she's given me. And it's love, because she's showing me in the kitchen, she's showing things, and it's surrounding you with love, because that's how I received the message of just surrounding you as like a grandmother with you and cooking and baking and love. And love yourself. And
and allow your creativity to continue. And stop doubting yourself.
Knock over all of these. There's an Indigo Child here. Oh, this new book. This is a brand new one. Yes. Somebody better be faster than me with that book, because.
Yes.
It's an easy one.
Okay.
You said you could tell the name of your special guide.
Would you like your name of your guide or your angel?
Both. Can you ask both? What's the difference, maybe?
I'll tell you. So your guide, your spiritual guide incarnates with you, and as you come down into this lifetime, you make an agreement that you are going to, you're going to come down and live the life here, and your guide will always be by you all the time. An angel, a guardian, it's more like a guardian angel. Everybody has at least one. Some people have two, three, four around them. And you always have one that always will, like, stand. I always see them standing behind, like, she's saying, like, the color, it's almost like a melon. A melon color is her energy, like a melon, like a cantaloupe color, but lighter.
Mm-hmm.
M-Y-L-I-N-A.
M-Y-L-I, like Miley?
I'm hearing it more like lie. Mylina? If you write that down.
What I'm hearing too.
You have your pen, Anna, on you. M-Y, he has a pen. M-Y-L-I-N-A. She'll write it down for you. Okay. That's the only name I'm getting. I'm getting the one name.
The second part of the question is, what's the etiquette for addressing your angels? Maybe that's not the right word.
I'm kind of getting
what they like to hear.
The reason they give you that color is that color brings you joy. If you have that color on or around you in the house, say maybe in your bedroom you have a cover on your bed, or maybe some drapery that you could, it relaxes you. They give you a color when they let you know that this is a good color for you. You just breathe in and feel joy. But, you know, you're an earth angel. Do you know that?
December birthday.
You have a lot of angelic energy. Your energy is angelic driven, which means that there's just so many angels around you. They have so many messages for you that it'd be good for you. Do you ever use any of the angel oracle cards?
No, I haven't.
This one might be a good one for you, is because it's archangels, and you could just pull one for the day. Because I think if you pull too many, it would be like, where's the message coming from? One angel card, and just kind of breathe it in for the day. Okay. How are we on time?
You can go longer.
Okay. Just got to check in. A book. This one would be really good for you, Angels 101. Do you have this book?
No, I don't.
Excellent book for you, because it'll get you introduced to the angels, and you'll feel and start feeling their presence, because you're very angelic. You're earth angel. You're here incarnated, but you're very much an angel. Link with them.
Okay.
And for those that are fairy or indigo, this will explain you as well. It's a great book. Good book. Yes, I'm sorry.
I'd like to know the name of my angel, my guardian angel.
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
And that's exactly how he says it. Emmanuel.
Not Emmanuel.
No, he says it Emmanuel. Maybe a little bit flowier than I'm saying it, because he keeps like singing it to me.
Can you say any more about it?
Yes. You're a very old soul. You've been here so many times. You've got this down pat. It's like, But you really found the joy in this lifetime. Mm-hmm. You bring a lot of joy, and you have a lot of joy in your heart. You have a lot of sun energy from the sun, from grandfather's sun. Do you know that you lived two lifetimes as a native?
I can't believe it. I didn't know.
Yes. Yes. Shoes. Tell me about shoes. Tell me about not being barefoot.
I love to be barefoot.
Yeah. You know, because your feet is saying, I mean, what I'm getting is you don't like shoes. They don't make sense to you.
Nor my body.
Yeah, yeah. They don't make sense to you.
Except they do protect me from my fallen arches.
Yeah. Well, you see, because you're just used to like walking in sand, and and your feet don't like harshness, no. But yet you don't like shoes. I get that. I'm the same way. Let me get a message from Archangel Raphael. They're talking about your laughing. You have a good laugh. I think you got to laugh for everybody and get everybody laughing here. So this is your message to everybody. Your message to everybody is decide to be happy now. Because you have that magic of that down pat. Like some people say, if I had this, I would be happy. If I had that. And it's like, no, be happy and then those things will come to you. And you've got that magic down in life. You need to pass that on. You need to spread that joy. Very nice to meet you. Over here trying to be so quiet, and the angel's like, wait. The situation is already solved and resolved.
Got it?
And I mean, he's got his sword and he's like, done. Continue on. Oh, yes, you know what? I stuck it back in here. I put it in the middle, and I did put it in the middle. Ooh, you're good.
I think you should come over here and give some messages. Is anyone else? Yes.
Yeah. I would love to hear about. I'm just feeling. I'm an indigo, and I'm feeling really lost in life purpose kind of stuff.
They're not even having me pull a card with you. Can I get your first name?
Ariel, like you pull.
What are you doing right now at the present time of?
Well, I'm a mom. I've got two kids. I'm in school at the JC. I'm just pushing buttons to see if one of them lights up all over the place. I've been doing intuitive, like, clairvoyant study stuff, a lot of reading and absorbing.
You've been doing studying, or have you been doing reading?
I read everywhere I go.
This is what they're telling me to do. Let me just show you, because it's just easier.
Mm-hmm.
see this beautiful curly-haired woman, can I get a name for you?
Mary Vaughn.
Would you be accepting of a message from the angel?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I want you to pull a message.
For Mary Vaughn.
Mm-hmm. I want you to give it to her.
Sorry.
Okay, take a breath. Take a deep breath in. I know it's kind of putting you there, but I think it's needed for you.
Yeah. You know what to do. Trust your inner knowledge and act upon it without delay. Go, girl. You're right there.
So breathe that in and see what else that archangel is telling you, and trust in your guidance and give her that message. It's about, and the reason they're having me do this, and I'm going to give you a big hug for me putting you on the spot, but you have so much knowledge, and you don't stand in that power. And you're exhausted, and you do nothing that fluffs up your energy because you're going, and doing for others, and of course as a mom you do a million things. You need some balance of a soft place for you to be comfortable. But intuitive, you have it. You've been seeking it in books, but you have it. And what you have to do is you have to stand in that power and open up to it. Open up. And what you do is you get a deck of cards, and you keep pulling messages for people, friends, and prosperity comes again to you, pulled out of the deck. Ariel, and you just interpret it, because as you do that, you will gain that. Because you'll never give the wrong message. If you ask the angels, clear the deck, ask the angels, trust in that card. I'm going to tell you a real fast little version of the story of trusting your inner guidance. Trusting your inner guidance. Well, there's just indigo everywhere. So we should have like an indigo party.
Indigo party.
Party. We don't like rules. Rules are meant to be bent, at least. The story of standing in your power. The story that when you allow ego, which as Wayne Dyer calls edging God out, when you allow ego to get in front of you, that's when you limit yourself. I can't hear anything else. So I was at the Citrus Fair in Cloverdale at a cancer walk. I was not employed at that time, and I was like, well, what am I going to take to the walk? What am I going to do? Ego in the way. I have no money to give. And my friend Kathy, that passed, that was very much, she's like, grab a deck of cards, go. And I'm like, but it's Cloverdale. They're really judgmental. Ego getting in the way. So I went there, and I couldn't even set up my little booth. People were lined up. So here comes this beautiful old soul woman. She had to be late 80s, early 90s, saying, come on, honey, sit down. I'm going to get a reading. Really loud. And then her husband, I figured it was a couple for many, many years, just sat down. He's like, okay, you know. She goes, oh, it's his hearing aid. It's going low. So she goes, I need messages. So I pulled out three messages, and it was new relationship. Trust this person in your life, and new beginnings. And I sat there with my three cards in my hand saying, holy crap. Should I just tell her now that I made a mistake and pulled the wrong cards? My ego so bad wanted to put those cards in the deck because I'm like, couple of 65 years. You know, and I'm going to look. And then I thought, okay, Trina, she's not paying you. She's paying the cancer walk. So it'll be your pride and she won't give a donation and you'll just give a donation for her. So I started with the cards. New beginning, trust, and tears started coming out of her eyes. And she got quiet, and I thought, I didn't know ego was present with me. And I was just like, just waiting for her. I'm like, boy, she's going to be angry and tearful and say something. She goes, my fiance here. My fiance, she goes, we're just driving here. And I said, honey, I have to trust that he wanted to marry her. And she said, at that point, she said, they went and one of his rings that he had split in half. They took it to the jeweler and they're getting married. And she said, for the first time, honey, coming here, I feel trust. Because she said she had a husband for so many years and she felt that she'd never feel that trust again. And that's the story of my ego. And if I would have robbed her of those cards, I never again allowed ego to get in the way. It's like you say it, it might not make sense now, but it will. Or you'll be going home, or you'll see it. Don't rob somebody of those. So your messages are powerful. Get them out there. Trust in them.
But my question, though, is that I mean, literally, because I mean, I have practiced reading. I've gone to like the flea market and read people, and just done that for the fun of it, just to see what it feels like, and have gotten tears from people. But I literally don't hear. And that's the thing that it's like. I mean, it's like.
It's okay, because you're clairsentient, mm-hmm. not clairaudient. Mm-hmm. That's all. So what you do then is. You can ask, you could just keep asking the angels for assistance and hearing if you want to hear. And then there's hearing like you're hearing me talking, and then there's hearing in the inner ear as well. Mm-hmm. But a lot of individuals that are very powerful healers and very powerful readers and intuitive readers only use the clairsentient. Mm-hmm. And so stand in that power of your clairsentient because you know, you've got a very good intuition of it, and you don't need cards, but cards is good. And not so much angels, ascended masters.
Just got those here, like last week.
That's I'm seeing that's the new step with you, is ascended masters. So really feel the energy. Saraswati. Very much around you. Okay, did everybody get a message? Yes. The most patient person in the room, huh? We're going to go to Archangel Raphael. Michael, did you have a question?
I have a full deck.
Oh, full deck. He can give you that already solved bag. He's got the problems of the world solved now over there, so he can go back in the deck. Do you have a question?
I'll be delighted with whatever you
can. Because you're just delightful. Every time I come here, I love seeing you sitting there. Let's see what Archangel Michael has to say.
Mark, he says, the other side.
The other side. You are so intuitive. You and your loved ones are safe. Read that. I see Mother Mary that surrounds you all the time, and Mother Mary. Just envelopes you in a hug. Just in a hug. Do you wear pink?
No.
You should.
Outside or underneath?
Outside. I always say a real man to wear pink.
Right on.
That gentleman wants to go buy something pink. I see it as well.
Well, that was pink. Now.
Then you should bring that energy back to yourself. I'm just thinking that's a good color for you. That's a color Mother Mary has all around you. Hmm. Push outside that box.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm back here around March, so maybe I can see you in here sitting right here where I usually see you in a nice pink shirt.
Could happen.
It could happen. Yes.
Can I just take a card?
Yes, you can. So I'm going to ask you which deck? Archangel Michael, Archangel, or Archangel Raphael?
I'm not the one you have.
Okay, this one? Prayer will help this situation. The angels want to know, do you wear colors?
Not currently, I guess.
Well, I don't know if I'd call them dull colors, but I'm hearing Archangel Michael tell you to bring some color around yourself. Because for some reason right now you're wanting to just not be noticed in any crowd, I just kind of want to fade to the back. But it's not time for that for you. It's time for you to step up and talk. Have you been working on this chakra? You need to work on this chakra. I'm going to just give you something that they're telling me to have you do. Go out to the ocean, find a place, scream something fun, something, but yell it out. Get this chakra open, because you have a lot of knowledge to speak, and you tend to keep it inside. Do you journal? Boy, there better be some journals bought here. You need to journal that out. You have to bring it out. That's your job for 2012 into 2013 is speaking. Mm-hmm. Want to pull a message for her? And that's Anne.
What is it?
Just for a week here. You want me to read?
I want you to hear what you're hearing without reading the card or just looking at the card. What is the message that you hear? Take a deep breath in.
Not to be seen. Whatever happens.
And if you know her, that makes a lot of sense for her. She was you 2 years ago. Being really quiet. Okay, I am gonna. On the way here, I asked Anna because the angels were so loud. I'm like, Anna, pull a card. Anna, pull the card from over there. And would you like a message?
Oh,
because she's over your head like this.
I didn't understand her message when you had her pull a card for me.
You didn't understand?
I didn't understand the message. You pulled a card, right? I didn't even hear it.
I tell you, there's some really loud angels in this room tonight. Like, oh yeah, you think you'd use that deck? Now turn around and go get the other one. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I have a question.
Yes.
I have a question. Maybe. I don't know how to word it.
Try.
Is there an immediate solution to
Oh, he probably has it. He took that card.
I'm sure there's more than one.
Let's ask the archangel.
Okay.
Gifts from God. We angels are very busy with gifts from your Creator. Open your arms to receive. So have you asked the angels for help in regards to this situation?
Oh, lots.
Lots?
Yes.
So link with Archangel Sandalphon.
My sister who's in with the archangels here.
Am I? I'm
sorry. Sandalphon.
Yes.
Are you open to the angels, or are you...
Actually, you know what? I more relate to my guides.
Okay.
My sister knows more about archangels. I mean, but I don't generally talk to them. I talk to my guides.
So you're open to the angels?
Of course.
So I would really start opening, because you have the angel energy around you, and it's not just her, it's you. Archangel Sandalphon, Archangel Metatron. Read about those two.
Okay.
Those are two angels that actually walk this earth, and they've been speaking to you.
I've been getting a lot of messages.
So when you say guides, you know, many of them, when you link with your guides, angels will come in and bring a message. Do you see colors around you?
I did during a Reiki session. Orange and reds and blues and purples, greens, a lot of colors, but there was a face in the red.
Archangel Raziel.
In the red orange?
Mm-hmm. He's telling me that that's who it was.
Oh, wow.
He's got that rainbow energy. Archangel Raziel is always with me as well. Uh-huh. And for those that have a gift of sight, you can see all the colors around me, because even when I've gone into the little things where it takes your colors, it goes crazy. So I'm just so outside any box, but all colors. And that's Archangel Raziel is there for you. And because you've been a Reiki master 2 lifetimes, and do you practice Reiki?
Actually, I have just been a recipient recently of.
You should read about it. Mm-hmm. Because I see Dr. Sui behind you.
I've been Reiki too.
Great.
Okay.
If you give Anna your name, I can send you some information on something that you could read and mm-hmm. and open up to. Because it, you just need to. Do you feel a lot of energy coming out of your hands, helping you touch people?
I'm not aware of that.
Okay, just work on that, because you've got. What do you do for
a job?
Actually, I am a draftsperson and I work on the computer.
So your hands are wanting, because you want to do more with your hands. So either Reiki or massage or just loving touch, because you have a lot of natural energy from you.
All right. Yeah. Thank you.
So Anna, what was the angel